educational.
Fun.
Free.
Huge, radiant, gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful, genuine, great.
Oldest, only, largely,
huge.
Most greatest,
great,
stunning,
surprising,
first, magical, legendary, fame,
large,
great, big, great, big,
costly, faster, magic,
relatively new,
older,
first,
free, genuine, beautiful,
giant,
giant,
perfect, cool,
special,
cheered, elaborate,
easy,
ultimate,
best, natural, growing,
special,
nice,
proud,
quicker,
and much more.
Yes, dear friends, it is rerun time again, but you'll be glad to know that we're not going to just do the same old three Christmas Hour of Slack show reruns in a row. No, I'm going to compress it all into just this one intensive total rerun show, except that actually it's not the whole first half will be largely peppered with a new Christmas sickness for the holidays and holy days and the hole in head days, as it is for some people. Actually, I have to work double time because it's the season of selling. Selling, yes, oh, you wouldn't believe what the elves have done over in the subgenius catalogs. But anyway, happy whatever you do. And yes, this music in the background is somebody named Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Yeah, there's an album called Merry Axmas, a guitar Axmas. It's cool, man, cool. And praise Bob and ho, ho, ho.
I'd like to find the guy who done me wrong and stuck my butt up on this Christmas tree.
Psychedelic time of the year. Do you know where your brain cells are? It's already 9 p.m. Don't go looking out in the backyard, the dog ate them. Don't go walking down to the bar because old Frankie died last night in the backyard. I mean, I'm at Parkman's store.
Paul, can I borrow the brain cells tonight?
You ain't brought back the chainsaw yet. I ain't gonna let you use the brain cells till I get the damn chainsaw fixed and back in my arm the way it was Tuesday.
Now you boys be good and I'll give you some of this here.
Ain't be no
being
good about it. You ain't no good of a child. I'm about
to. That dog's running off with them brain cells.
Can you do something about that, boy? I'm gonna have to.
Could be his head wasn't screwed on just right.
What we as manufacturers are selling is fun.
The faith of a child.
You spend all the money you've got.
Christmas trough.
Dave's
dressed like Santa Claus.
Oh, he's like a cowboy Santa. How jolly. Oh, Jazz is gives Dave the show pills.
Boy, I really
need
one. What
am I going to do about laundromat in this suit, though?
I need the show bath. The show de-lousing.
Oh, Dave doesn't even have headphones yet.
That's enough.
Oh, he's got headphones now.
I also have the part of my pancreas that I'd like to show you now. It's been increased in size to.
Oh, your pancreas looks lovely, Dave. Look, it's swelling.
The capability of a man of 190 IQ's brain.
I'll put more pills out for everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, those pills. They make my mouth feel like it's on fire. And my brain feels like
a red
it's a puddle of liquefied crystals.
I'm shocked by
the. I'm sorry. The red pills are really good.
I like to take the red one and the blue one.
Red one and the blue one.
At the same time. That way you go in and out.
The warp mixes.
And out. It's so high you can't go over it.
Angels we have heard on high singing about mountains.
Women were able to be more with their life by role-playing with Barbie.
Barbie dolls.
We have devised a marketing scheme for children's toys. They will empower us to resistance. You will use your church as a vehicle to bring these toys before the power. It will be called Bower for Kids. But how will the battle of good against evil be represented in your marketing schemes, human?
Good at lots of muscles.
Good. Good! The primitive Earth societies should accept this value judgment. Good will have pretty physical attributes according to human desires, sexual desires, latent in children, brought out through the vehicle of this so-called
pharmacal explosive
church.
Batteries not included.
She's new, from Kenner.
Where illusion is the ultimate weapon.
We must buy our toys!
Yes. The old subgenius toy marketing scheme, recorded there at Doc Stock 1984, and Mean Palmer Vries. Angels We Have Heard on High, it was by the Philistines. The collage called All the Money You've Got is from the Great Obtuse Christmas Collage Album, which you can get for free. Get this. Check out this website, obtuse.iuma.com. That's obtuse. Excuse me. Ah, yes. And next up, The Real Story of Christmas by Michael Shelley.
Once upon a time, there was the baby Jesus, and he had two eyes made out of coal, and he was stuck up a partridge in a pear tree, and he wanted his two front teeth, and he got McDonald's gift certificates, and he had a dog named Santa's Little Helper, and he took all the presents from Whoville, and his friend Yukon Cornelius came with the three wise guys, and he wanted to play the drums and be the little drummer boy, but he couldn't. He wanted tens and twenties, and he got McDonald's gift certificates, and he got Zuzu's pedals, and that's the real story of Christmas.
No way, I'll never sell out to the conspiracy. Taste a little of my rocket pipe, alien tool.
Bob Dodds comes with rocket pipe, head launcher, janer device, all Yakutism, fighting Jesus, and other action figures sold separately. Some assembly required, batteries not included. This toy falls apart in 3 days.
P-Bob! And the bastards of the universe. Too much is always better than not enough.
Some cream Barbie dolls, and I can dolls sold separately.
Gorgeous. Seagulls can blow from head to toe.
E-Bob and the Bastards of the Universe will be back after this message.
Santa Claus.
It is turnover, the time of the year when all things sell, the end of the year sale.
Oh, yeah.
So come and get it, everyone, and just buy our products.
Now, I'm a little confused about what Christmas is all about. Are we celebrating the birth of Santa Claus or his death when they nailed him?
Well, that's the ancient sub-genie, but the present sub-genie try to make sure that we have our inventories cleared by now and sell everything to the pigs.
Oh, yes, once a pagan holiday and now a shopping season. And it was something else in between there, before it was, after it was a pagan holiday and before it was a shopping season, it was something else, but
I think they started a war over it.
Yeah.
friends, try to imagine somewhere in the snowy north, the Santai Bob trudging mindlessly through the Himalayan snows, driven by strange forces to complete his nameless errand. And he may show up at your house, my friend, if you've been a bad subgenius or a halfway subgenius, or if we keep getting tangled up in these other shows and having strange microphones.
How was this situation?
How did that paternity suit ever turn out between Dobbs and Santa?
And who?
His dad.
Santa Dog.
I don't know. I don't think it was.
Yes, but St. Nicholas, this is fact. St. Nicholas punched another bishop in the nose and bloodied his nose.
And sucked it.
Really? The historical St. Nicholas?
Over the Trinity of God.
The original St. Nicholas
Turkey?
Who the hell is God?
Who the hell is God?
Who the hell is God? Really?
Asked Dobbs one day.
That's the question we should be asking.
Suddenly, a lightning bolt struck from nowhere on that bright, sunny day. Bob did a backflip, and from that day on, he too was a believer.
And from the snowdrift stump, a little child bearing flowers
and
emerged.
Chip, what else was
each
on the
TV show
with St. Nicholas?
The historical Santa Claus is originally lived, as the caller knows, as a bishop in was it Constantinople?
It was in ancient
Byzantium.
Asia Minor in general,
he was known for sneaking into the rooms of young women and leaving gifts.
Life-size lumps of coal, complete with a fake beard and a CIA Wall Street credit card.
A saint he was,
said. St. Nicholas invented the CIA.
You got it, brother.
He snuck into people's houses through the chimney.
You got it, brother.
When they were sleeping, he knew when they were awake.
He was protecting them.
Foucault knew that St. Nick was a creeping, stinking spy.
What?
He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows what you've been eating.
Hey, man, my kids still believe in St. Nicholas.
And who keeps that belief alive in their fevered, sick little brain?
Madison Avenue, of course.
No, the surveillance community under your direction.
Well, and the Reynolds Tobacco Company.
Walks the earth.
Miller
He's a
Beer,
very powerful
you know.
Being. If you're bad, he punishes you. If you're good, he rewards you. He's probably the closest thing to Jesus walking the earth.
Well, he's the closest thing to Big Brother there is. He rewards those who knows when they are smiling, when they're awake.
I think really, if you want to make a deal, you have to do it with, you know.
Could Dr. Claus in fact be the wandering, quote, milkman rumored to have fathered our savior, J.R. Bob Dobbs?
Well, we find it a very likely possibility from the falsified documents we have.
And
here.
Also the fluffy beard that often grew on Bob's feet.
You better watch out.
Psycho Mama.
I seen my ex last night.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mama.
We all saw Xmas last night.
At a dance at Miller's.
A vision of Christmas that was dancing in Stank's head. It would not leave for the little sugar plums and berries dropping toxic things. Material plums.
Don't you think
biological agents who only take 15%?
It came with us packages, boxes, or
Companies do. Where are my relatives? Why haven't they showed up? I bet they're at the airport. I forgot to pick them up.
Yes, the birth of the baby Satan on July 4th.
And now you can have it on all pure 100% ago. Vinyl chloride CID.
They celebrated
the birth of our baby Satan, as told television. By various authors and eclectic scholars from around the globular unit.
Including that announcer.
This announcement has not been a perfunctory announcement, but an announcement of the blessed anointment and birthday of our Lord.
For one bright Christmas morning was born in a cradle.
The rave Jesus?
To a rich man's family.
The rave Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I know the rave Jesus. I partied with the rave Jesus.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your side be light. From now on,
from now on,
Sagnay, as in olden days, happy golden
miles of let your heart be out of sight.
A mutated Christmas, friends. Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas by No-L. No-L. Before that, some year-old ESO, and Michael Shelley did that Real Story of Christmas from the Tarkin Records All-Star Holiday Extravaganza. I'm playing a lot from that. So check out www.triage.com for that one also. The Tarkin Records is also on www.triage.com. And now, the Jethros. Those who have the psychosis that convinces them that they are the Santa Bob.
Or that they're Santa Bob by night.
And they go shuffling through the snow on their nameless, hideous errands. The grin of Bob and the beard of Santa Claus and the pipe of the Lord stuck on their face.
They stop using the locks of their doors and they just kind of float in through the keyhole.
Well, friends, it's tough. And, you know, Just going to church ain't enough. You gotta send your money to the Santa Bob. As a matter of fact, the people across the street from me told their kids that Santa Claus bills them for the toys he brings. Can you believe that? The kids were asking if maybe Santa Claus will bring us two He-Man erector sets. And the mom said, no, he won't, because he bills us. We can't afford that. Santa Claus sends us a bill after Christmas.
Yeah, but at least he totes the note.
And amazing. More from Corporal Blossom. I am really impressed by their editing work. And that's on Corporal Blossom and the Mutated Christmas is on the Illegal Art label. That's www.detritus.net/illegalart. www.detritus.net/illegalart. And now more Jethro's.
Now you're blaming Jesus. You're
Except
blaming our Lord.
I sort of understand because
I understood the way any old fool would understand. There was no Jesus. No flatulent old woman waving her panties on the hill.
It's not that you don't want to. It's that they won't let you.
No, there's just a cry in the wilderness.
They're ashamed.
And the hot pursuit of wolves everywhere in the background.
I'm ashamed of them. Cold. I'm leaving that city life behind.
I can't get my finger off my zipper. I can't get my noodle back.
I'm going out.
Bam, jam.
Come on, cowboy.
No, man, I was trying to hurricane against this here tree, and it started whispering to me, man.
Oh, look, you've been drinking.
There's the face of the Madonna right up there. There's the face of Virgin Mary. I swear to God, look at it.
What?
It's your Christmas witch coming true.
Wow, a Christmas witch?
Wow, I'll be horrified.
Oh, my God, yeah,
beautiful.
I guess it does look a little bit more.
Her breasts are so cold.
Witchy than
I know
angelic.
She must be a true witch.
I guess you could call her that if that's what she's packing down there for real.
Covering Christmas ornaments.
It looks like a radar device. What?
Yo.
It's her.
What up?
Nothing. What's up?
What a deep voice. For a Christmas witch.
Christmas time. I can remember me and my brother when I was about 6 years old.
We hung our stockings up on the mantelpiece, and the health department made us take them down. I remember my father well, you know. My father used to wake up every morning with a headache. He used to have, you know what caused it then? He used to put a stocking cap on his head and put a knot right in front of it. Daddy wake up with that stumping headache. And he said, the kids are saying, my head's hurting so bad. Said, I don't know what Santa's going to get y'all for Christmas, but he going to bring you something. So Daddy took that old rifle and went outside and shot up in the air and come back inside and told us the biggest lie I ever heard. Said, kid, Santa just committed suicide.
And whose birth do we celebrate with this new century?
Even come to questioning.
Who was nailed on that great manger cradle but Satan Claus?
Oh my God, Dad, come on.
Father Paul Bunyan and whose mother, Big Sister.
Did they have Christmas before there were malls?
Before there were malls, there was no such thing as Christmas.
Yes,
the pilgrims forbade.
There was a down-home Norman Rockwell style. It's a Wonderful Life type of Christmas.
It was a
kite flying Coca-Cola drinking Christmas, not a crack smoking rubber snapping Christmas.
Roly poly dough.
It was a
holy dome.
When your little brother broke through the hole, it fell through a hole in the ice sled. You went and saved him. You didn't laugh at him and huff some more glue. It was a wonderful life back then.
Remember when Uncle Bud would come in
and then we'd take candles, like most people have.
He would have that smile on his face, the big red.
But today Christmas has lost its meaning.
He's beating the crap out of Santa Claus.
Scott, you made your choice. When you rejected my word, you rejected me. And to your eternal soul, you have found that only could you afford to give to God that which was his, but you could not afford to do otherwise. The sentence still stands.
Frosty the snowman.
Into outer darkness, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Sir, please give me just one more chance, sir. I don't want to go to hell, sir. Sir, no. No. Let go.
Children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
The tale-bearer will be at the judgment.
Strange lights appear in the skies all over the world. The wife of a carpenter experiences virgin birth, and a baby is born with a head that glows like a fluorescent lamp. Dare I ask it? Yes. Was the infant Jesus neither man nor God, but merely one of the countless aliens that visit the Earth each and every day? The answer? Yes, definitely. Take that and shove it up the tube marked certainty, in the fuzzy place called the Twilight Zone.
Merry Christmas to all! Now you're all gonna die!
The night Santa went crazy. The night Saint Nick went insane. Realized he'd been getting the wrong deal. Something finally must have snapped in his brain.
Well, the workshop is gone now. He decided to bomb it. Everywhere you'll find of Cupid and Comet. And he tied up his helpers, and he held the elves hostage, and he ground up poor Rudolph into reindeer sausage.
He got Dancer and Prancer with an old German Luger, and he slashed up Dasher just like Freddy Krueger. And he picked up a flamethrower and a barbecue Blitzen, and he took
be good, for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Have yourself an advanced dogmatic Christmas song thing called Santa is Coming by F. Gillespie or Gillespie and F. J. Coot. Electric Elf at loop.com can tell you more about that. But now,
who gave the Lord the claptrap? Who made him talk in funny riddles so that we cannot understand? Who made him so succinct and blind that he is actually blind? My one.
Yeah, we're now officially in the Jesus season.
The time of the Lord, of the fattening of the crap.
How many, before you reach your limit, how many do you get?
Jesuses?
Yeah, how many can you bag?
How many messiahs can you bag?
Male Jesuses.
If you're doing it in season, if you're doing it out of season, you need a special permit.
Oh, you never
and
do.
You can only take
yeah,
one.
But I mean,
you never bag the Lord in C. You bag the Lord in B flat, so you get that kind of rough sound.
But when they're in season, it's every God for himself.
This is the season for the fighting Jesus, obviously. We are between a rock and a hard place.
Did you know the Lord walked through Chaldea in the old days, and he got a very, very hard foot, and he got elephantiasis of the rectum? You know, it's not something well known by many Christian scholars. But I think the phrase in Hebrew was chlam.
Well, I like the story. I kind of like those stories where the Lord dies and then comes here to America and settles, you know, tames the West.
I like when he moves into a trailer park.
I like the cowboy.
His dog.
Jesus fought for the Confederate.
The Ranger. I like the. The Texas Ranger. Jesus, Texas Ranger.
Johnny Rambo was a Jesus.
I could see Jesus for the Navajo police, for maybe the Hopi police force.
Billy Jack
for
was
bad
the
legend.
Indian Jesus. He was
Man.
The white
true.
Brother who
Billy
came
Jack.
To
well,
what
about,
instruct the Indians how to be liberal.
Well, what about old Peacemaker, the Jesus of the Iroquois, who was actually a Huron? You didn't know that, did you? See, I got you.
Jesus.
Elrond.
I got a Jesus like no other Jesus you've ever seen.
Oh, it tastes
like
butter.
A new Jesus.
Butter.
A different Jesus.
It tastes like clapping. Jesus. Pie, children.
Jesus.
It melts in your mind.
Jesus.
Hey. Dave, you know where it is. Go kick that window
Jesus.
Open.
I already kicked it. I'll kick it again, though.
Kick it good this time.
We don't mean nothing by this Jesus and God. We hope that we thank
Slap
you
it.
For all the nice things that you've done for us this Thanksgiving. We appreciate all that. And we're just trying to insult your fan club. That's all. That's why we do this blasphemous stuff. But we knew that you knew that because you're in all things and everything, right, Jesus? Right. I could hear him say right. Praise God and Bob and Jesus and
next topic. Next topic. Terrorist insurance.
Could you see Jesus as a terrorist?
And science.
Well, that's the life of Brian, isn't it? That was.
And Greek mythology and Norse mythology.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Jingle, jangle, jingle. We're on a sleigh ride to heck. Santa and his reindeer are really wicked. Wrapped in wrapping paper. We're gonna break our necks. Got a rocket in my pocket on a sleigh ride to heck. Sleigh ride to heck. Sleigh ride to heck. Sleigh ride to heck. The elves are full of cheer.
Do the greatest scary Christmas song ever, friends, from his new album, Don't Trust Whitey, James Kochalka, Superstar.
You know, see, a subgenius has so much faith that he not only can accept somebody making fun of Bob, stomping on a picture of Bob, he'll do it himself. He has so much trust and faith in Bob. Bob is such a good friend that he can insult Bob. Now, we subgenii, I hate to get on my soapbox in the middle of a bunch of entertaining tapes, but we subgenii may be bad, but our way of bad is holy compared to the evil of some, not all, at all, by any means, but so many American fundamentalists, charismatics, evangelicals, etc. in general, of course, they and their corresponding types in Iran, Russia, Libya, South Africa, etc., if you ask me, are actually the ace up the devil's sleeve. Wolves in sheep's clothing, friends, just like Jesus warned about. Jesus and Bob, like we say, our old drinking buddies, got nothing against Jesus. It's just his fan club. And now, we aren't saying that Bob is the ace up God's sleeve. He's more like the smear on God's handkerchief, just like you or me. But the uptight rival cults, they don't think God has a handkerchief. No, because God's perfect. He doesn't even sneeze. We're made in his image, except that we have all these nasty parts attached to us, and we have to go in the secret room, the bathroom, to do awful things. But God, oh, he's clean and pure, according to them. Oh, and he's male. But he doesn't excrete juices and sweat and smelly stuff out of him like we do. Because we sinned. Oh, yeah, we all sinned. We're bad. We're worthless. We're no good to God unless we sign a contract with his agent.
We interrupt this program for a special promotional announcement.
We turn.
E-Bob and the Bastards of the Universe will be back after this message.
Fernando Nandez Limor.
ourselves a groovy little solstice. Mithra's won his fight.
Come one, come all!
It's He-Bob, hey, if you can help the mighty Sotinus Rice overthrow the evil normals with new Bob Dom's action figure with Rockin' Pot.
What I wouldn't do
from Bob
to get new more chocolatey pebbles from you, no who? I'm a chocolate space cadet, life support system down to zero cocoa, feeling spacey.
Have some of my new cocoa pebbles, now so chocolatey.
Smells cocoa-licious.
Well, friends, what do you think? Is it the nativity of Santa Claus that we're trying to celebrate here, or is it the horrible death of the Santa Bob, the Santi Bob, as he's been referred to in some early pre-scriptures?
The Jethros, friends, you need to know where to write to the Jethros. They're at, they did that Wreck the Halls and so many other versions we've been playing. The Jethros are at 212 and a half Miller Avenue. That's 212 and a half Miller Avenue, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portsmouth, NH, 03801. Santa Claus is Coming to Town was by Corporal Blossom. Information on Mutant Christmas is available from www.triagemusic.com or www.detritus.net/illegalart. I'm Reverend Ivan Stang. Friends, you can reach me, send me tapes or whatnot at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. And friends, as always, the Hour of Slack is brought to you by the Church of the Subgenius. www.subgenius.com.
It's all Christmassy right now. There's a bright green bob in the window and Christmassy lights and
is DJA out there
and devilish artwork that's Christmassy.
No, that's something just left for DJA.
It's all Christmassy. It's all wrapped up in perfumed ribbon wrapped present under the tree.
Well, leave the door open. Open the door all the way so we can see if he comes in.
And those sugar plums. Something's up the chimney hole, and Satan is his name.
Yeah.
Or Santa, I mean.
Otherwise, gosh. I guess we have to wait till Santa comes, Dave.
Oh, beloved Santa. I have wanted
put
to
put your bag down for a minute.
This
is always so ready to like
be great Santa for so long.
Hi, Bob, and Merry Xmas!
Lone Cow Dave, don't you know what they're doing to yourself?
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the tree.
Christmas. Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas. Merry fucking Christmas.
Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas! Fuck Christmas!